Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Pastor Cooks, will you open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this brand new day that we're a part of. We thank you for this prayer line. We ask that you bless each and everyone on this prayer line, Lord Jesus. We ask that you let your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, indwell within us. Let it replenish us. Let it give us strength, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your mercy and grace, which is sufficient. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, continue to renew our minds according to your word. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, continue to bless us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. We know that when prayers go up, blessings come down. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, continue to bless those that are praying, Lord Jesus, that are interceding, that are seeking you like never before. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, bless them with the desires of their heart. We know that it is your good pleasure to bless us, Lord Jesus, but we have to be obedient. You said if we were obedient, Lord Jesus, we shall eat the good of the land. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that today we will be obedient. We will follow after you with all our heart, all our mind, and all our strength. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a way maker. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a bridge gapper. We thank you for paying every bill, canceling every debt. We know, Lord Jesus, if we put our trust and faith in you, everything will work out for good. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for Pastor Smith. We thank you for everyone that is a part of this ministry. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, continue to open up that window of heaven. Pour out blessings that are unable to be received. But when we receive those blessings, Lord Jesus, let us continue to give you thanks and praise. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Praise God. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you a little bit of information about how you can continue to reach out. You can write into us at Full Gospel House of Prayer through our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. We now have a Facebook account, which is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California. And we also have a Twitter handle, which is FGH Prayer. We are meeting in person this upcoming Sunday, June 13th at 12 noon. Those who plan to attend, we will follow all CDC social distancing guidelines. Please bring a mask and be prepared to wear it throughout the service. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We always enter in the rear. And this upcoming Sunday, we have a business meeting following service, so all board members, please plan to be in attendance. And also, if anyone, not just board members, but anyone has any ideas for Full Gospel House of Prayer to engage in or to participate in for this upcoming season, please feel free to share your ideas with us through either written or on our website or through email. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer with our email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for your testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Jerome. I have a testimony. God is so good. Pastor Smith, you prayed that prayer for my appointment on Sunday, and that prayer went through exactly how you prayed it. I went to my appointment, and they did my blood pressure test, and it was right within the margin. I was able to get my sign-off. I was able to get my medical card put to my license. So I just thank God for what he's doing. I thank you for that prayer, Pastor Smith, and it just, God just moved so quickly. So I'm just excited, and I'm just very thankful.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Hi, Pastor Smith. This is Jesse. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for you. You prayed for my son, that God would heal him from his cold, and God took that cold away.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes. Hi, Pastor Smith. This is Chawanda. I just want to thank God just for being God. He's been so awesome. I just really just praise him and just glorify him. I also thank him for you. You are so awesome. He's really using you to grow us in him, and I thank God for him. I thank God for the prayer line, my family. I thank him for my health being just 100%. I just honor him. I thank him. Amen.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight, your Word to encourage your people, the ones that feel they are stuck, that they are detained, and their lives are not going forth. But God, they are your people, and they are in your plan. So tonight, God, this word is to let them to know they're not cut off, nor are they detained, because, God, you have them on your mind this night. And I thank you for encouraging your people, God, who feel paralyzed and seem like they have a wall before them. But, God, you know how to tear down their walls. And I give you praise tonight for deliverance for your beloved people, in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to chapter 14, verse 7, and Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17. Again, there's Isaiah 14, verse 7, Colossians 1, 16 and 17. Get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is to encourage the people of God to know that God has not forsaken you. When you feel like you are stuck and you seem like appear to be in a place where you're glued or cemented and your life is in despair and it seems like your mind is in a place where you're clueless on what you must do. But this word is to encourage you concerning your life tonight. Everyone, all humanity, God created a plan for them. But the steps of a righteous person, God leads them into their plan. When you're in your own human frame of thinking, plans fail and they are derailed because you're not in the will of God. But when you're in the will of God, the steps of a righteous person are ordered by God, not you, by God. So because your steps are ordered by God, whenever something comes in to hinder God's plan for you, now your plan, there's a plan for you, and it's ordered by God. God goes into that place. And whatever obstacles, because obstacles are going to come, when there's a plan for your life, you got to remember, the plan is not only for you, it's for many people that's a part of that plan. It's a good plan. And God's plans is unchangeable. Nothing in the universe can stop the plan that God has for you. It meaning that whatever's going on, the plan of God will not be derailed. So this is a word to allow you to know, no matter what anyone does to you, to suppress or to overlook you, to deny you, to reject you, to oppress you, God have you covered. These are obstacles that come when there's a great plan for your life, saints of God. The devil comes to suppress that plan. People overlook you. When they can help you, they will deny you. You will be rejected, which brings a spirit of oppression on you. People will come to oppress you. But God has everything covered for you. God's plan is unchangeable. Nothing in the universe can stop the plan that God has for you. So this is the word to encourage anyone tonight that feel like they are have a blank wall before them. And their mind is blank. You know, when your mind is blank, you just at a standstill. You're paralyzed. And so this is to encourage anyone tonight to let you know anyone who fights against God's plan are fighting against a brick wall. Anyone that fights against the plans of God are fighting against a brick wall. God wants you to know that he have you covered. And we're going to begin with Isaiah 14 and 7, please.
The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing.
Isaiah 14:27.
For the Lord of hosts has purpose, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back?
This is about the promise of God, the purpose of God over your life. God promised. He's saying everything he had purpose for you, had promised over your life, will be done. It will not fail. No one can what? Overthrow it. What God has determined for you, nobody can stop it. No one can stop it. The Lord is determined to do that he has promised, has purpose for you and I, saints of God. So this word is to encourage you tonight that so many people get so disencouraged when they're in a place where it seems like walls are standing and that people are denying them when they know it's the plan of God for them. And they're in a place where someone is suppressing that plan, overlooking you, denying you, rejecting you. God wants you to know by his word that you are covered, that whatever is promised for you, it will be done. It will not fail. And whoever tried to stop it, they're fighting against a brick wall. They cannot stop the plans of God. God goes into that place where there's obstacles of standing up against you. That meaning restriction, roadblock, hindrance, walls, anything to prevent your path from being clear. This is really for real, and it's happening in people's lives continuously. I want you to be encouraged in this hour as never before. God's plan does not fail. What God has determined for you, can't no one stop it. So many throw in the towels and they give up. But if you are saved, the word of God says your steps are what? Ordered by God. That means even though there may be roadblocks, even though there may be walls to block you, there may be all kinds of obstacles that is preventing you, the plans of God shall come to pass. No one can fight against God's plan and succeed. And so many people just give up. He didn't give you the spirit to give up. He wants you to hold on in this hour. So many people, they get into a place where they feel like they're cemented, that they're glued and they cannot move. All you have to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, meaning that God going to go into that place where that oppressor is oppressing you, where you have been denied, where you have gotten into a place where every wall that oppressor can stand, can place up against you is placed to suppress your way, where you are overlooked And that's happening continuously. But the Spirit of God wants you to know your steps are ordered by God. And whatever he has set up, he has already ordained it to come to pass. And he wants you to know tonight to stand assured that he's fighting the battle for you. You cannot see it. Maybe you don't understand it. But you'll look around, you see the brick wall fall down. You will see those that oppress you, that God has dealt with them. Those who have denied you, God opened up a new door. He's sending new people in your path. But this word is to encourage you. Sometimes it seems like it's a long, lonely road. Sometimes it seems like you have no one that understands. Sometimes you are clueless and you don't understand. But it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with God plans for your life. You're going to see again in Colossians 1, 16 and 17, please.
For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
This is what God is saying. God created everything in heaven. He placed those things he created for your purpose on the earth, the seen and the unseen. Sometimes you can't see it. It's unseen. He says spiritual power, laws, rulers, authority, the whole universe through him, for him. Everything was created for him, by him. Christ exists before all things. He's in union with God and all things that have a purpose, a plan. God is in union. He's united with God concerning your plan. Everything that was designed to come against you, God wants you to know, I'm the creator. I created that plan for you in heaven. I placed it on the earth. Many times you are not aware of it. Things that seen and unseen. He's talking about powers and authority, anything in the universe. He created for his sake. No matter what it looks like, it may look like it's going contrary in your life to the plan of God. But God said he's going to bring everything into the existence because Jesus Christ is in union with him for all things that he had properly purpose for you and I will come to pass. And the word of God will stand for you. We're going to look at a word. This is a word. I want you to turn to Genesis 26, verses 18 to 24, please. We're going to talk about the plans of God. You're going to see it by the word of God. Genesis 26, verse 18 to 24. First person get it, please read.
And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well springing water. And the herdmen in Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Isaac, because they strove with him. Then they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And
this
he
is for,
went
up. Go on, go on, read, brother. Go on, read.
And he went up from thence to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared unto him in the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, the father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake.
This is a word of encouragement. I read this word and I began to praise the Lord. You need to praise God. God is saying through his word, Isaac dug a well because Abraham, his father, was a well digger. And so the wells was closed up by the Philistines. They stopped up the well. So Isaac followed them in the order of his father. Isaac dug wells. And wherever he went, there was someone to close down the well. So he dug this well. They came and they closed down that well. He moved to another place. He didn't give up. I'm encouraging you, don't give up. He began to do what? Dig another well. Then someone else came against him, and they began to, an obstacle I'm talking about, close up that well. He moved to another place. He dug another well where there was no dispute. He did not stop, saints of God. He was in the plan of God. There was a purpose for Isaac. He had a promise over his life. You are in the plan of God when you are, when your steps are ordered by the Lord. Even though there was obstacles, there were things that was constantly coming against Isaac, being denied, being oppressed, being rejected, everything that could happen to stop him from digging the wells, he was standing on the plan. He knew what the plans of God was. God revealed it to his father, Abraham. He was following the same steps of his father. He was in the plan of God. After this last well, God came into that place. Remember, there was a wall. There was hindrance. God was fighting for him all along, but he could not give up. Even though it didn't look prosperous, even though there was obstacles, even though there was things that were sent his way to paralyze the plans of God, but the Spirit of God went into that place. I'm talking about God fighting for you, and he's bringing down the brick walls that you cannot see because no one can derail the plans of God. God went into that place, and the Lord stopped those that was working against the man of God and that was hindering God's plan. The Lord stopped the dispute. The Lord gave him freedom, and he began to prosper, saints of God. God wants you to prosper. This is a word of prosperity. Even though there's many things that's meddling with the plans of God, and when something is meddling with the plans of God, they begin at the beginning of your walk, in the middle of your walk, and then they come at the end of your walk. But what I'm saying to you tonight, they have no chance of winning. They have no chance of succeeding because the steps of a righteous person are ordered by the Lord. He was being ordered by the Lord, and he was continuously to go, even though there was things that, and obstacles that was trying to break him. But the Spirit of God moved into that place. Control every scene. Discard every obstacles. Stop everything that was preventing Isaac from being a well digger. And then the Lord appeared unto him. The Lord appeared to him and said, don't be afraid. I am with you. He's telling you tonight, I'm with you. I will bless you. He's telling you tonight, I will bless you. And I will give you many descendants because of my promises. My purpose to Abraham. You are Abraham's seed, and the universe is telling you tonight, can't nothing stop the plans of God over your life. Can't nothing go into that place and overthrow what God has said is yours in this life. God is telling you tonight, even when tragedy comes, God's plans will be restored. When it seems out of control, God's plans shall be prosperous. Even when it seems like somebody's trying to break down and cause and prevent you, God's plans shall succeed. And this night, God wants you to know you're not wedged in. You are not detained. You are not cut off. You are not held back. God wants you to know tonight, can't nobody kill off the plans of God. They tried to kill off the plans of God through Jesus Christ. They tried to kill off the plans of God. Everything they did and everything they tried, every wall that was set up against Joseph and Mary, God would tell them, God would honor them and cause them to move by his steps. They begin to move by the order of God. They begin begin to move as God ordered their steps. Every time the devil had a plan against Joseph and against Mary because she was carrying Jesus, somebody who's going to change humanity, who's going to cause us to be back in reconciliation with God. Anytime that God has a plan for you, it's a prosperous plan. It's not just for you. It's many is included in that plan. We was included in the plan of God through Jesus Christ. Every obstacle came to paralyze Jesus. Every obstacle came to cut off Jesus. Every obstacle came to prevent Jesus. But because of Jesus, because of the call on his life, the Spirit of God led his parents, his earthly parents. The Spirit of God ordered their footsteps. The Spirit of God caused them to be ordered by God. And every time a demon, every time a devil will come to overthrow Joseph and Mary, the Spirit of God came in and prevented. The Spirit of God came forth and stopped it. Every human that tried to come against Jesus, you know, the king killed off all the babies during the time that Jesus was born. The Spirit of God hid Joseph and Mary till that king was annihilated. And then Jesus came forth. What am I saying tonight, saints of God? God has a great plan for you. It's not walking through a tulip bed picking out flowers. It's not real. That's imagination and a mind. That's not true. Anytime there's a good plan that has been ordered by God, anytime God has set up a plan in heaven and allowed it to come to the earth to exist, there's going to be obstacles to block your path. There's going to be bumps in the road to make it difficult for you. There's going to be hindrance to try to stop you and prevent you. So this is the word for those that is determined. You have to have a determined spirit, saints of God, to keep on keeping on. Jesus, his earthly father, his earthly parents, they was determined to stay in the plan of God because they knew their steps was ordered by God. God chose them in heaven before they were born for the plan to come on the earth. And so this word is an encouragement for you this night. Any kind of wall. I'm talking about the walls of finance, the walls of disease, the walls of confusion, the walls of perplexity, the walls of hindrance. All these are hindrance walls. The walls that come to oppress you, the walls that is set up to overlook you, the walls that are set up to reject you, to deny you, to oppress you. God have you covered tonight, saints of God. I keep reminding the saints of God, this is the best time and the best season I have ever experienced since I've been saved. The word of God said there's a time and there's a season for everything in the earth. And when it's your time and when it's your season, I don't care how many obstacles that Satan sent up against you. I don't care how many times the devil denies you, overlook you, place a wall before you, reject you. God have you covered through his word. Why? Because the plan of God was made in heaven just with your name on it. Nobody can do what you can do concerning this plan. It was purposely created for you individually. Philippians 2:13 said, for this God will work in you both to will and to do his good purpose. What am I saying to you tonight? God is the one who enable you to obey his will for his purpose and his plan to be fulfilled. God's going to enable you tonight by his strength through his word. No individual, no thing, no principality, no powers, no authorities can stop what God has planned for you. Yeah, they're going to come and stand before you, but they're going to fall before you also, saints of God. I've seen it happen in so many saints' lives. I've seen it happening in my life. I encourage you tonight, when someone tries to deny you, God will make that same person come around and say you are approved. I'm serious, saints of God. And not only say you approve, but you get benefits behind that. You prosper behind that. When the enemy brings up a wall to block you, to cement you in, God goes by his authority, goes in and tear down the walls, and all he wants you to do is rejoice. When there was a wall that stood up against Israel, and when Joshua, hallelujah, heard from God, they began to walk around that wall, that thing that restrained them, that strength thing that held them in when no one can come in and no one can get out. It was a block. It was a wall. It was a wall of constraint. It was a wall to hinder. It was a wall to stop. But the Spirit of God gave them a word, and they began to walk around the wall because God had them covered. And every wall that was standing up against them, every block, the Spirit of God canceled everything, broke down the wall. You ought to be encouraged tonight. I don't care what element, I don't care what person, I don't care what thing, I don't care what device, I don't care what principality, I don't care what object, I don't care what plan that Satan has brought up against you, who have said to you in your spirit that you're not going to receive, that you're not going to go through this, you're not going to make it. The Spirit of God wants you to know tonight, I'm a God that will come against tragedy. I'm a God that will restore. I'm a God that's in control. I'm a God that prevents the enemy from annihilating my plan. I'm not talking about your plan. I'm talking about God's plans for you, his purpose for you, why you was created. Why? Because you are being ordered by the steps of God. Your steps are being ordered by God. Why? Because you are his righteous person, people, tonight. And God is ordering your steps. That means it's not you. It's not about you. And it just bugs me when I hear people talk, my ministry, my this. No, it's not yours. You're just an instrument in the earth that God is using, but it all belongs to God. The gift belongs to God. It's God's work, saints of God. It's so important to know tonight, it's not about you, it's about what God created you to do for him. It's God's purpose. The Spirit of God wants us to stay in a place so that he can be glorified, saints of God. Don't seek to be well known. Jesus did not seek to have a great reputation. He knew that he was in the plan of God. As long as you know that you're in the plan of God, this is the word of God. He said your gift will make room for you, meaning you in God's plan. You've been denied. You have been overlooked. You are being rejected. You don't have to do one thing. The Spirit of God will place his great hands in your back, and the Spirit of God will push you to the front. He himself will guide you to the front. It's not you doing it. It's the Spirit of God. He will place his large hands into your back. And he himself will put you into that place that he has from heaven already set up for you on the earth. He will place you in that location. He will push you into the front where you have been denied, where you have been overlooked, where you have been rejected. The Spirit of God will go into that place and make room for you. You don't have to do one thing but stay in his will. You don't have to do anything but stay in his will. Why? Because you was made for a purpose, saints of God. It is give him good pleasure to do these good things for you. So what does he do? He go into that place, enable you to be obedient for his own purpose. For his own purpose. Obedient bring forth the purpose that God has set up for you. You didn't set it up. God set it up in heaven. He'll allow it to come on the earth. Thine will be done. Thine will be done. And so what, if you're in a place now where you feel constrained or glued, like you're wedged in, I want you to know tonight, the word of God is saying you are not detained, nor are you cut off. Because God is working on your behalf right now. I'm saying you can't say it, saints of God. You got to believe and trust God that you are in his will for his purpose. Meaning, I myself cannot do anything, but God is fighting for me against every obstacle, against everything that's placing me in a place where it looks like I'm set back, that everything that appears to look like I'm cut off, that everything that make it appear like I'm held back. You are not held back, nor are you cut off, thanks to God. That's what he did for Isaac. He did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he went on and did it for the grandson, Joseph. It was the plan of God to allow Joseph to be obedient to the God of Israel. He said, what you meant for good, God bless, and turn it around that you may be saved, that you didn't starve. Because Joseph was in the plan of God. You are in the plan of God. And when you're in the plan of God, you're going to prosper, and everyone around you going to prosper. I've never seen a ministry that's in the plan of God, and God's people didn't prosper. God didn't go in and break down walls. God didn't go in and paralyze the devil. God didn't go in and restrain the devil. God didn't go in and cut off the devil. I've never seen it. When you are in the will of God and the ministry belongs to the Lord goes into that place. He fights for you. He come in, he goes into that place. His plans cause you to prosper. You do not remain in the spirit of poverty. The spirit of prosperity take over you. Because the Lord break down every brick wall. The Lord goes into that place and cause everything to be confounded. He goes into that place and cause everything that's held you back to be discord. Why? Because you recognize this doesn't belong to me. I am just an instrument in the hands of God. Use me, God, till you use me up. Just use me, God, in this closing hour. Use me to do your will. That's all God wants us to say in this hour. And that means I'm yielded, I'm submitted, because God created a plan with my name on it. Not somebody else's name. Your name is on the saints of God in heaven. He allowed it to come on the earth. And what's so beautiful about the Spirit of God, he searched the heart. He knows what the mind, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He searched our heart. He know our mind. By the Holy Spirit, because he's making intercession for you. You are his people according to the will of God, what he has purpose for you. That means you're not alone. You're covered. This word is to encourage you that when it's your season and it's your time, the Spirit of God, go in, pull down every wall, He goes into that place, discard everything that's out of control. He goes into that place, everything to have you glued down, he uproot. He'll go into that place, everything that have you wedged in, a held back. He'll open up a great door, a wide room. So this is a word of encouragement for you, saints of God, to be of good cheer tonight. Why? All things are working together for your good. According to what? The purpose of God. It's time, as 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you tonight. God wants you to know, I'm on your side. I see things you cannot see. And no one in this universe can stop his plan. No one can stop the plan of God. No one in the universe. I don't care how they try. It's impossible because it's his word. He says so in Isaiah 14:27. It's the promises of God. His plan is not going to fail. He has determined it in heaven, and nothing can stop him. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Pastor Smith. This is Yvelle. Yes, okay. I was needing prayer for my blood pressure to be normal, and I needed prayer for my nose to stop bleeding.
Oh, so you have a bleeding problem, okay.
Yes.
Anyone else have need of prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you because this is an important word, oh God, because there are so many in this hour who feel overlooked, denied, rejected, oppressed, suppressed. But this is a night for them to know, God, you're breaking down every wall, that everything, God, to have them restricted, that the Spirit of God is going to those places. He know how to break down a wall. He know what wall is hindering his people tonight. So I come by the authority. I come in the name of Jesus, that the name of Jesus and the power of the blood of Jesus go into every place this night, Father, those places that's out of control, that the Spirit of God go into that places where people are stuck. That the Spirit of God unglue them tonight in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God go into that place and take them out of a paralyzed situation. That place, oh God, that Satan desires to kill off the plan that God has for them. But I come by the authority of Jesus. That the Spirit of the Lord stop that spirit that desire to terminate your plan. Father, I ask in faith in Jesus' name that you counsel every spirit, God. Every spirit, oh God, you cut off and you stop, God. That your purpose will be fulfilled in their lives in Jesus' name. That every obstacle that Satan has set up against them, God, you go into that path and you move every block station of their lives. Everything that has a roadblock, everything that's hindering, everything that's stopping, everything that's preventing. Father, I send the word of God by faith tonight that they're going to begin to get in their own spiritual place and begin to praise God as Joshua did so that they can see the walls come down. They're going to begin to give God thanksgiving. As the word said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, they're going to begin to praise God. For your word say, I will not fail. The things I have determined for you I will do because I'm the God that created everything in heaven and earth. I see the unseen. I see those things that seem. I'm over authorities, rulers. I'm over every spiritual power. I'm over the universe. And because of that, God and his son is in unity. And because of that, God said, your purpose, his purpose for you shall come forth in Jesus' name. I thank you tonight, God. You reminded me of your word. Everyone that was obedient to God, God, you came into a place and you gave them favors. That's what you did for Ruth. You gave her favors, God. Oh, when everything about her was in a tragedy. Oh, God, her husband husband had died. Everything around her in Naomi was in a death state. But, oh, God, you fixed it up. You allowed Boaz to come into a life. Oh, God, it was a purpose. It was a plan of God. And, God, you gave her favors. God, you gave her favors because that was a descendant that was going to follow her. She had a son, came through the lineage of David. Jesus Christ came through the same lineage. But it was a purpose. It was a plan. God, I thank you tonight for the plans of God to be executed by the Holy Ghost, that the plans of God will go into a place, God, that they can see the unseen God, go into an unseen place, God, that place, oh God, that's close to them. Their eyes cannot see it. Their ears cannot hear it. Go into that place that you have created for them, God, and do the impossibility. Go into that place that's restricted. Bring down the walls of restriction tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you that every difficult thing will come subject to the Spirit of God. Everything that restricted come subject to the Spirit of God, because they are your purpose people, God. They are called to do ministry in the earth. They are called to do kingdom work. Use them as instrument in your hand, God. They're going to see and know that it's not me, but it's God that dwells within me richly. Use them richly in the earth, God, so they can prosper in the earth, so they can see the walls come down. They can see the people of God blessed. We are blessed to be a blessing. God, I thank you. They are a blessing to someone tonight. And I thank you for the spirit of despair to release them in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, their mind is no longer in a blank state, that the Spirit of God have them out of a clueless situation, for the mind of God will take them over. The mind of God will bring transformation in their mind, for they can know the will of God, for they can know what God has will for them, that God has predestined for them in heaven and is now on the earth. Show them, Father Jesus. Reveal to them, God. I thank you tonight, Father, for the process to begin over their life, that obstacles have been stopped by the Holy Ghost and the plan of God is erected. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving. Oh, I want you to place your hand on your head, sweetie. I'm standing on the word of God. Ezekiel 16 and 6. I'm speaking this word over your blood pressure. I said unto thee, when thou was in that blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in that blood. Father, I thank you that you go into that place where a pressure's out of control. Joel 3:21, you say, I will cleanse your blood that have not been cleansed. Father, I thank you for taking out that spirit of infirmity in her blood. Cleanse her blood. Father, stop the overflow now, the bleeding, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father Jesus, that that flood of blood will be stopped by the Holy Ghost, that it shall not come nigh her from this night forth. In the name of Jesus, she will not be swallowed up by blood in Jesus' name. But her blood comes separate to the word of God tonight. You said, I will cleanse your blood that have not been cleansed. She said, when I see you in your blood, I said, live and not die. Father, I thank you that she's living because your DNA is in that blood, controlling the blood flow right now in Jesus' name, that spirit of infirmity of bleeding stop in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the blood of Jesus now to go in and cause her blood to flow exactly how you created it to flow for her to live. I thank you for long life, and I thank you for life through the blood of Jesus and the healing virtues of Jesus will go now by the word of God. It is so powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to divine the son of soul and spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the tenses of the heart. I thank you for healing her, God. For your word said, it shall be help to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Heal her in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the healing virtues of Jesus, taking out everything that's vexing her in her blood. Those infirmities is under the control of the blood of Jesus. And the overflow stop this night in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your people tonight. Those that is in their season. Your word said in the book of Ecclesiastes, it's a time and a season. I don't know whether you are God, in the beginning, in the middle, or the end. But there's somewhere there, God. Wherever that place they're in, God, your word is unchangeable. God's plan is unchangeable. The universe cannot stop the plan of God. That means anything in the universe, principalities and authorities and rulers, spiritual dark powers cannot stop the plans of God over you, this people tonight. That the spirit of God derail everything that Satan has sent up against them. That the spirit of tragedy be stopped in the name of Jesus. That the plan of God is restored in their lives. That the spirit of God has stopped everything that would desire to kill off the plan of God. The plan of God will not be terminated, will not be canceled, will not be withdrawn, will not be cut off in their lives, but it shall be fulfilled. And I thank you for the plan of God to prosper in their lives tonight by faith in Jesus' holy name. Be blessed. You need to begin to praise the Lord. You need to begin to give God thanksgiving. You need to give him a shout and let him know you believe that he shall be glorified because his plan shall be fulfilled in your life by faith tonight. In the name of Jesus, because God is fighting against anything that's fighting against you. God will not fail. You should come out, prosper, because God says so. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Thanks of God. Hallelujah.
God bless you, and thank you for listening.
Amen.
Pastor Beatrice Smith. And
amen.
The Full Gospel
amen.
House of Prayer family
amen.
Would like to thank
amen.
You for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m.
Amen.
Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.